I'm here at the RTS Yorkshire 2010 Student Awards, and I'm here with one of the runners-up who made a film called Hello Britannia. So I'd like to ask you to introduce yourself and tell me some information about your film that's been nominated this evening.
My name is Javi Ibrahim, from Hall School of Art and Design. When I get here that my film has been nominated, I was delighted about it. In fact, I came up with two films today. One fiction and one is factual, which is a documentary. And I believe they both have been nominated. So looking forward to the second one.
Double nomination. So could you tell me about the film that was nominated, which I believe is in the fiction category, Hello Britannia?
Hello Britannia is you can say it's a kind of a real, actual story that it happened. It is about the group of refugees who smuggled in the back of a lorry into Britain, from Paris into Britain. And they are four dreams, four peoples. They don't have anything to do with each other. They have nothing in common, but they all four of them sharing the same future, so their futures end up the same. So it end up that these four peoples have to help each other to get into the other side of their journey. So this mainly is just like stuff like that.
And how did you come up with the concept? And was it an easy film to make?
The concept of that film, I originally came up with some other ideas, but as a young filmmaker, we have to think of something easy, doable, that we could do. Not something very fantastic, but at the end you can do it. So filming in the back of a lorry in a studio, it was easier for me. So, and then it is just the idea of it. It doesn't matter where you film. To me, the story is more important than anything else. And again, filming such a film, complex film, it would drive you mad. But if you just kind of think what you can do is better for you. So that's why Hello Britannia was easy for me to film, because I've got all the material. I had access to everything. So that's why I chose that.
Do you think it's some of these elements that you've described about making the film doable that led to your short film being, as the judges said, having a very strong narrative, and that hopefully led it to be nominated?
Yes, I think it is all about this. It is all about how to describe your idea, how to show your idea. It doesn't matter whether it is fiction or factual or any category. It is how you deal with your how you deal with the film. At the end of the day, you need to make a film, so it is better to think what you can do rather than what is there, because there is a large number of film you think of making it, but can you do all of that? Is it accessible to do all of this? But just come up with a simple idea in the back of a lorry, and actually I haven't spent that much money on making that film as well, so it is easy to film it and easy to come up with the idea. And again, then it is all about the story itself. I think it was a quite strong story, because myself is I'm a former refugee. I live in Britain for more than 10 years now, but once upon a time I was in the same situation. So I always feel sorry for these people who kind of come to Britain, and they think that they shouldn't come to Britain in such a way, in the back of a lorry, for example. They could travel like the rest of the world, you know. And this story, this film is dealing with this subject matter of why we as an Iraqi or a Kurdish people are a little bit different than the rest of the world. And this is it is just like a simple question to everybody.
Okay, well, I think that's really interesting. For anyone who wants to see this, is it available online anywhere?
It is not available online, actually, but hopefully very soon the trailer is going to be available. So I'm thinking to submit it into some other festivals. And
so where can people see the trailer online, or where can they get in touch with you?
I think for some... I have my own website. It is www.3demon.co.uk. And we have a page called About. On that, we could have a press pack and a bit of photos. But very soon, the trailer is going to be...
All right, thank you very much.